Pirkei Tvach. We're still at the beginning of Rishon and Tesef Aleph. I just want to repeat some things we've said last week, which might be negeah tonight, just to chazer, but just a few points. One is that there's a mitzvah saseh, hoshev teshivim, there's a lois esev leisucha lasalim. And then on top of that, there's a chiv shmir. If you pick it up, you become a shem aved, you're responsible to watch the item. And if you blow it, you have every time, like every shema that's peshe or chai b'gneva v'aveda. We also mentioned last week that once you pick it up, you automatically become a shema, whether you like it or not. Bakocha, let's say you picked it up because you wanted to steal it. You picked it up, you didn't want to return. You picked it up because you're curious. You didn't pick it up because you're trying to return it. Still, nevertheless, the second you pick it up, you become a shema aveda, and you're responsible if anything happens to it.
Everyone falls like that?
We mentioned last time there's a Bia Gron Shimem Chesiv Kon Chav Gimel. There was a Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siv Beis, and we had two Chazanishes. One was the bottom Baba Kam, one was Tezayin Chav Aleph, and the other one was Vav Vav. There is a Shut Maharsham who seems to say like that as well. I didn't mention it last week, maybe I should mention it in Chele Gimel Kuf Nun Vav. And the Maharsham says for his Svara, I understood it was automatic. If the Torah wants you to return it, and the second you pick it up, so then automatically you got to return it. However, the Shut Maharsham says a Svara that everyone is Becheskes Kashris. And Mameila, if you picked it up, we assume it's a non-sadi that you must have picked it up on Nas to return. So that's why you'd be Chayiv. It means, like Maharsham, it sounds like if Klapi Shmaya Galya, you really didn't pick it up to return. You know the truth. So you're going to be chayiv and Bezal is going to be mechayiv or whatever. But you know the truth. You taka won't be chayiv. Means if you could hide and whatever, you'd be fine. But from the other place, Kimstim, it sounds like it's automatic. If you have a din, you got to return. Yeah, I know. Yael sent me back and forth this week. Yeah, I sent it. You speak to Yael about it. Not now. We have to share. Not now. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's an important nakuda, that you become a shema against your wishes. No matter what, you become a shema on it. All right, let's go back to Sif Aleph. It's in Reishon and Tes, Sif Aleph. I'm going to go over. Haroya Avedas Israel. If someone sees an Avedas Israel that belongs to a Jew, Chayv Latapobo LaShiva LaBailea. You have to pick it up to return. Shenem Hoshev Teshivim. Because you have a mitzvah in the Torah of Hoshev Teshivim. And now this mitzvah in the Torah of Hoshev Teshivim, we said last time as Machlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim hold that the mitzvah Hoshev Teshivim doesn't kick in until you actually pick it up. Till then, you're only over a lav of a Leisucha Lesalim. But the Ramam, the Machabe, seems to go with the other Rishonim. Atzadataz touches it up that you are over Hashiv Tishivim. You have a mitzvah of Hashiv Tishivim right away, right when you see it. Good. Now, Vimnotla, Amanas Lagozla, if you picked it up with the understanding that you wanted to steal it, Vadain Loinis Yashua Bailam Imeno, but the Bailam did not give up yet. So at the time I picked it up, it was a full-fledged, a legitimate Aveda, even though I picked it up to steal. Oiva, I'm going to be oiva mitzvah, daraisa mishum hoshev teshivim l'achicha. I'm going to be oiva that mitzvah. The person who picked it up is oiva the mitzvah hoshev teshivim. He's oiva the lav of mishum l'sigzal, because he stole it. He's now allowed to steal it. Or mishum l'sucha l'salam, and because of l'sucha l'salam, which was the other lav of Aveda. So he got everything. He got hit with the asay of hoshev teshivim, the lav l'sucha l'salam, and of course on here, he has an extra of Leisigzal. Now, even if he goes ahead and he returns it afterwards, he cannot fix this lav of Leisuchel Lesalim. Even if he went and he did tshuva, now he wants to return it, he was still over Leisuchel Lesalim. Fine. What does this mean? It sounds like from the Mechaba that I'm only over Leisuchel Lesalim, but the lav of Leisigzal I already fixed up, because I returned it now. Or the lav, or the mitzvah, I say, that is of Hoshiv Teshivim, I already fixed it up, because I now returned it, even though it was already, the guy was miyayish. So I have a case, I picked up an Aveda, then the person was miyayish, I picked it up, I wanted to steal it. I picked up the steal, then the person was miyayish, he gave up hope on it, and now I went ahead and I did tshuva and I decided to return it, I'm going to still be over Leisuchel Lesalim. That cannot be fixed, because that Lamaise says, I waited, I ignored his aveda to return till after he was ready miyayish. So that I cannot fix. I cannot fix a lusukul asalam. But the lav of lisigzol I did fix. How? Must be because I was mekayim the mitzvah of esakzel, even though it was already miyayish. And the mitzvah that say hoshet yeshivim, I did fix. Vice versa, I could fix that mitzvah. I could still be mekayim the mitzvah hoshet yeshivim, even though the person was miyayish. Let me explain why I'm bringing this out very stark. Is that there's a concept, and then I need the hakdom. If a person steals, he did a regular gzeila, and now the bailim were miyayish, could the gazlan keep the item? No. The Gemara says he can't keep it. Let's push it out, he can't keep it at all. The reason is because b'isura asa l'yadei. At the time that he picked it up, he got it, he took possession of it, he took it with gzeila. So he was over leisigzol. The fact that the bailim later on miyayish, it's not going to help him. You cannot undo that. The pashup shot, the reason why, the Velt says, because once I steal something, I have a mitzvah d'orais of eshev esakzeila, I got to give it back. If I got to give it back, so it's kilu, it's going the Bailam's way, I'm headed towards the Bailam, I got to chiv to give it back. The fact that the Bailam miyayish, that's not enough to be menatek his bias. That's not enough to undo his bias and say his bias is worthless. No, his possession in it still counts because I have a chiv of eshev esakzeila to give it back. So his yish afterwards will not take away his bias. By Aveda, however, we see that if the person was Miyayish before I took it, Avada, now it's free, and now I could pick it up. By Aveda, if I already picked it up, and I have a mitzvah hoshiv teshivim, and now the Bailam are Miyayish, will I be able to keep it? The answer is no. That Gemara in Bava Metzia, El Metzia says, also not, because Yisura Asa L'yadei. Similar, Poshup Shad of the Gemara, it's similar to Gzela. Just like by Gzela, if I picked it up, I stole it, and then the Bailam Miyayish, I cannot keep it. So too by Aveda, once I pick it up and have a chiv, hoshev tejim, I got to give it back. Now, the fact that the Bailam Miyayish is not going to allow me to keep it. What we see here is, even though the person had intention to steal, which is l'chared no nafkamina, even though he had intention to steal, and now the Bailam Miyayish, the Bailam still owned the chavitz, and now when I do give it back, I'm a kind of mitzvah of eshev etzakzeil and hoshev tejim. The only thing I blew was l'sukha l'salim. That's pashat pshat over here. That's taisis. What I just told you over is basically in a nutshell taisis, and that's how the Makaba seems to paskin. However, there's a shitas haramban, an amazing shitas haramban. It's kedai to know this throughout the whole hukas aved. It's a yisaydis tikka haramban. The Ramban says, Ksois and Nesivis, they both bring it down. If you want, you can look in the Ksois, the bottom, second to last line of the Ksois in Sivkon Aleph, he says, the Ramban b'seifu mucham b'sham kosev b'yushev kush yizu, okay, v'zal l'tron, v'ocho husvaro d'goyin zal, d'gzeila v'avei d'hizu, v'avei d'hi niknis b'yish, heichesh o lo not lo, Ugzela ain't a nickname biyish midaraisa lo elam. Is mechalek that aveda vada you could be kind of biyish, but gzela you cannot. Vim tim saloima nickname dama miyam shalom go vizu kiven shenot la manas la gozla. Since this person went ahead and decided to take it with the intention to steal, v'loya manas la shiv. His intention was not to return. Harehi kumunaches bekarka. It's as if it's sitting on the street. It's sitting on the earth. V'niknes beyish, and it could still be nikne beyish mitam aveda. V'loya manas la gozla koydim yish. You have to look nice beyish from nature. Yodu kiyada bailim v'shem besakar shalahem hu. So the Ramban is mechadish, and let me bring it out. The Ramban is mechadish that over here in our case, when you stole the item and then the Bailam were miyayish, it's over. You automatically were kind of this item, and now if you decide to give it back, you're a nice guy giving a present back, but you're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah eshev esakzeila, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah hoshet teshivim, and certainly the lesukul esalam you're going to be stuck with. What?
You owe money for stealing it?
You might owe money for stealing, correct. You will owe maybe that money, but...
So
you mean the Shavu Kesef Shavu maybe went down in value. We'll talk about it. But this item, this chafetz that you picked up, a manas l'gozla, now the person decided to be miyayish, right now it's yours. You now own it. We have a klal gadol that after gzeila, you cannot be koina with yish. So Dr. Ramban, that's only in a regular case when you only have gzeila. But over here, Dr. Ramban, he continues that here this is a dual item. The item is an aveda and a gzela. It's both. It's an aveda and a gzela. And also the aveda sheboy, because it's also an aveda, on an aveda, yish does work. So since this item started off as an aveda, first the guy lost it, then I stole it. So now if the bailam are going to be meyayish, the yish is going to work to let the aveda now belong to me. It's now I'm going to own this aveda. It's a pelotik ramban.
Meyayish before he picked it up, right?
No, it was managed after I picked it. That's a chiz ramban. Even though I picked it up and I was already have a chiv asher teshivim and have a chiv of eshevitz akzela and everything on me, but once the bailam meyayish, it's now mine, because like every aveda, a bailam is meyayish, it's mine. It's not true. We know that by aveda only if it's meyayish before he picked it up, but that's when I can keep it. But if I already picked it up and now he's meyayish, I cannot keep it. That Ramban was mechadish. That's not because of the same reason like we find Begzeil. It's not because I have a Vejavitz Begzeil or I have a Chiva Shava that stops the Yish from allowing it to be mine. No, that's not Pshat. What is Pshat? Pshat is, so the Ramban, is because normally when I pick up an Aveda with the intention to return, I become his Shoima. The Yad of the Shoima Kiara Bailam. The Shoima Socha Shalem. It's like he's the Shoima, he is the Shoima of the Bailam. Mamelo, once the person is Miyayish, afterwards it's too late. Because Eina Nikdom Zich Hovu Yeshlam Mishus HaBailam. It's as if it's already, it's mine already. The Shoima is holding it for me. You can't have a Yish on something that's already in your Rishus. Computer, the Ramban means to say that the Yish won't work. If I have a lamashal, I have an item that's in my drawer, I forgot about it, I don't know where my item is, and now I'm miyayish. I think I lost it, I'm miyayish. It's not going to work. It's in my house. It's not considered an aveda. Yish doesn't work on that. An aveda is if it's in the street, if it's lost. This is not lost. It's by me. It's in my possession. I just don't know where it is. If it's by my shema is holding it for me, it's in my possession. It's for me. He's holding it for me. So now my Yish is not going to work. Chiddush in Ramban, that the only reason why Yish doesn't work by Aveda once you pick it up is because it's a Yish B'shus. The item is already in your B'shus because the Shem is holding it for you. Now, Mela Zok Ramban, but over here where you took it to steal, since you took it to steal, so you're not like my Shem, you're not holding it for me. Now, Mela, since you're not holding for me, my Yish could be Chal. And therefore, you're going to own the item. So now if you give it back, you stop giving a matana, you're giving your own item back. So you weren't mekayim veishev etzakzela, you weren't mekayim hoshev teshivim, and certainly you're going to have loisukha lasam. So later Ramban, in this case, we just picked up the steel, and now the bailim decided to be meyayish, it's going to be yours, and you got no more chiyuvim. You don't have any chiyuv to give this thing back. And if you do give it back, it's tamam matana, you're not going to be mekayim anything. Loitoisis, Avad, you have a chiv to give it back. Because you could still be Mekayim Veshev Ezakzeel, and you could still be Mekayim Hoshev Teshivim. The only thing you can't be Mekayim Zokta Mechaba, which is Toises, you won't be able to be Mekayim Lesucha Lesanam, that you already were over, because you waited till he's Meyayish. But Loit the Ramban, since the Yish did work, the Yish over here could work, it could be Chal, so right now that the Yish works, I own the item, and I can't be Mekayim anything when I give it back. And a major Ramban. Like
this Ramban, what's the name of somebody breaks into somebody's house and steals, or he steals because it happens to be laying outside. If he wasn't the Yaish,
So basically, you want to know is how come when you have a normal gzela, when the person is meyayish, the veheshev is a gzela, whatever, my chiv ashava blocks the yish from making it mine, and how come over here when the guy it started off as an aveda, then I stole it, what should be the chilek? Once I stole it, I have a chiv veheshev is a gzela, so why doesn't that chiv ashava block the yish from mincham? That's your kasha. What's the chilek? Why? Over here, because it started out, what's going on? So Be'etzim, the Chazanish is bothered by this, and the Chazanish says, Pella de Chazanish, I don't think it's Pashtrat in the Ramban, but the Chazanish says, it's in Baba Kama Tezov, Sivkun Chav Aleph, he says the following. He says, a Yish can only work if it was a legitimate Yish, if it was a permissible Yish. So if it started out as an Aveda, and the reason why ultimately the guy gives up hope, the Bailan gives up hope, Vaylech Chesaron Kis, I give up, I'm never going to find my item. Why? Because he lost it. It came from the losing of it. Whether you stole it subsequently or not, it didn't make a difference. The reason why it's being Miyayish is a legitimate Yish, because it started out as an Aveda, and it was a good cause why it's being Miyayish. It's a hetedik, it's a legitimate cause, because he lost it. That Yish could work even when the person has kinyan exhale and has a chiv eshev is exhale. That yish doesn't have the concept of a yisura asal yadeh, because it's a hetera dikah yish. Imagine if I stole it from your house. So what caused you to be miyayish? The gzela, because I stole it from you. I caused you to be miyayish. The stealing caused you to be miyayish. So it was a impermissible reason to be miyayish. It was a issa dika yish. The only reason miyayish came machmas the issa, that's isura ba'asa liyade, because he came machmas the issa, that's why your yish is not a legitimate yish to allow me to be koina. Means according to Chazon Ish, he understood that the chilik was whether it's a good yish or a bad yish. Did the yish come machmas aveda, so it's a good yish, and then it could work even for gzela, or was a bad yish because it came because of gzela, and that yish is not going to let you be koina. That's the Chazon Ish pshat. Okay, fine. I'm just telling you the Chazon Ish. You can look it up. Again, it's in Tezvav Sivkon Chav Aleph. The way I understood the Ramban, and I think other Achrenim understood it like that as well, Mashmoy says, what the Ramban means to say is the following, that Avada Yish will never work on Yekin and Gzela. But Yish will work B'negeya to an Aveda. And it's Cholok to two cases. The case by us, the person was already lost the item. Once you lose the item, it's already, you lost half your bialis in the item, so to speak. It's already one step removed from you. In fact, according to many achrenim, it's already considered enubushuscha. You can't even be makdish anymore. It's out of your control. It's not by you anymore, so it's already one step away from you. When it's an aveda, it's ovud from the bialim, the yish could work and allow you to be koina. If you stole it directly from the bialim, so it never reached the matzav of aveda. It came straight from you. So therefore, yish cannot work on a thing that once belonged to you. The fact that I have kinyan gzela, but the second I stole that, I also have a chiva shava right back. So my gzela really didn't help remove it more from the bialim. Mamela, that yish is not going to make it the gazlan's. Mashen came by here, where it started off already as an aveda, even before the gazlan got to it. It's already an aveda. It's already half removed from the bialim. Now yish could Firois, and Yish could say, okay, now it's in Gansin removed from the Bayam. Now it's completely yours. Means the chilik is that it started off as an Aveda, it already has a Din Aveda on it. Once it has a very Din Aveda, then Yish could be Chal. Over there, a regular case of Gzela never had a Din Aveda. Yish is not going to work on Gzela. That's how I understand the Ramban. But anyway, to say this to the Ramban, what you see from the Ramban is that something that's in your Rishus and your Miyayish is not going to work. You can't have something, a Yish, on something that's by you. If it's by you, it's not lost. So Yish can't work. Yish could only work. If you first establish it's an Aveda, you lost it, it's not by you, then Yish could work. So Dr. Ramban, every time the guy picks up an Aveda, now he comes to Shema Aveda, he's my Shema, so he's holding it for me, it's like it's in my Rishos, and my Mela, now that I'm being Miyayish, it's not going to work. It's like I'm being Miyayish on something that's in my Rishos. The problem with this understanding, it's a Chiddush Ramban, the problem with this Ramban is that the Ksais goes on, and I'm not going to go through all his rayas, he brings many rayas that it's not true. Avada, you could have an Aveda even though it's in your Rishos, and if you Miyayish, Avada, the Yish will work. So then, if that's the case, what does Ramban mean? Why in this case, when the guy picks up, he's a Shema Aveda, is it different? If we see all over, even in something Rishos, it does work, why should this be different? And then that, the Ksais says, it's a Shalat Alun Ksais, but I'm going to give you one chat on the Ksais, and that the Ksei says, many lines down on the next page, right before the Divrei Maskil Omnam, a few lines before, he says, Nira de Ramban lo osi la afuki rishus bailim. That's for sure Yish will work even though it's in your Rishus, unless your Chatzah is coined for you. That you see that Chatzah could be coined for you, even Shulay Midaitcha. But if you don't have that, Avada Yish will work even if the Aveda is by your house, it's in your drawer. That's what he means. What does that mean? Since there's someone holding it for you, the Shoyma, and he's not Misyayish, Shariyu Tachas Yodav, Yodak Yarabailam, and Ken Yish the Bailam Loy Mahani. The real pshat in Ramban's Zaktik Sayyid is that since he's a Shoyma holding it for you, and he's in your place, he's like the Bailam, he's like the owner, he's holding it for me, he's protecting, he's watching for me. So the fact that I'm Miyayish is not going to work because he's not Miyayish. The person who's really holding on to the Bailam and is a quasi Bailam, he's holding it on for me, he's holding it for me, is not being Miyayish. So you don't have a Yish. Normally, if it's in my Rishos, and no one's holding it for me, Avada Mayish is going to work. But here, there's a Shema holding it for me, and the Shema is like an owner. And that owner is not being Mayish. So the fact that I'm Mayish is not going to help. The partial owner, the Shema that's in my place, is not being Mayish. It's not a full Yish. There's somebody who's protecting the item is not being Mayish. So in the middle of the Yish doesn't work. Avada all over Yish would work, even if it's Bishos. But this is different because he's my Shema. That's the Ksais. Chiddush of the Ksais. The Nesivith learns the Ramban slightly different. And he learns the Ramban in Sivkot Aleph, I'll just say it outside, he learns that to answer up all the Ksaisid Raya that you see that you could have invaded even in your Rishos, the Nesivith says, no, it's Cholak. If it's in your Rishos, but it's not Mokam HaMishtameh, it's not in a place that's protecting the item, it's in your Rishos, but there are a lot of travelers going by, let's say it's in your front yard, you don't know where it is, but let's say people are walking by and they could easily take it, so it's not protected, it's not in a place that it's protected, so then Avada Yeshua work. It's already considered an Avada. You don't know where your item is, even if it's in your property, and the other people who could take it easily without your knowing it, Avada, that's Enu Shama to you, and Avada Yeshua is going to work. What the Rambam was talking about, where it's in a Mokam HaMishtam, it's a place that's guarded, the place, it's in a safe place that the item is protected, there Yeshua is not going to work. If my Shomer is holding it for me, and he's protecting it, he's watching for me, then my Yeshua is not going to work, because it's in a protected, it's in a safe kept place. So the Yeshua is not going to work. But if it's just in my Rishos, that's not enough to say that Yeshua won't work. About the Yeshua will work. Either way, whether you go like the Ksois, because he's like in my place, he's a Shomer that's not being Miyayish, or like the Nesivis, it's a Mokum Shomo, and you have Nafkamis between the two. But you see the Yesoid and Ramban, that there are cases that Yeshua will not be Chal, because it's like protected for me, it's in my Rishos, whatever it is, and Yish will not be Chal. From Taisis, we don't see that. From Taisis, Taisis had a different shot. Taisis learned that here, that the fact that the guy was Miyayish, it's not going to work. You have a Chiva Shava, and it's not going to become yours, and if you do give it back, you are Mekayim Mitzvah Shvetz Akzel, and you are being Mekayim Mitzvah Shvetz Shivin. But nevertheless, it's a Seisik Ramban, we'll see maybe as we go along, many nafkaminis. How do we paskin? So if you look, the Shach and Sivkon Aleph, right away, when the Mechabe says, Yo'iva Aloy Sucha L'Salem, he brings out a whole list of Rishonim who say not like that. They hold Ava Pishek Zira Oiva Bekulon, like the Ramban, V'chimam Mashma Pshat Loshenukas Gedolis, V'rif, and Nuskachasti Lon, Ayin Shom, and Mamela, he holds, sounds like from the Shach, that he paskins like the Ramban. He holds like the Ramban. It's going to be a major nafkamina, la halacha. The nafkamina is, if you did this, you stole it, and then you decided to be miyayish, at that point, what's going to happen? Do you have a chiv to go ahead and give it back? Loitaisis, you still have a chiv because you still have a heshav ezekzeh lehosha teshivim. You don't own it yet. Loit Ramban, in this case, you already own it. So now you don't have a chiv to give it back. If you do give it back, you won't bring time anything. So loit Ramban, it's a major kula. You won't even have a chiv to give it back. You know, for Eilam Haba, the Ramban is Lechumi. You know, you're not being Mekayim and Mitzvah is Exela, and you don't want Mekayim and Mitzvah is Exela. But Lemais and Eilam Hazeh, like the Ramban, it's yours, and you don't have to give it back. Like Taisis, it's not yours, so you still have to give it back. So Taisis is Lechumra. When?
After Yish.
You have to know it is in your possession. Okay, maybe not. I hear the Shaila. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, therefore, paskins. Shulchan Aruch Rav, therefore, paskins. That since Rabim, his Loshen, since Rabim go like Taisis, even though the Shach brings down many Rishonim like the Rambam, he says, since the Rabim go like Taisis, and it's also a Sofik Deraiso, but you should go like, you should be Machmeh and return it, because it's a halacha k'rabim of a prat la'achme b'shal Torah. Since it's a chumra that like Taisis, you're going to have to still return it, you have a chiv to be Machmeh b'shal Torah and go ahead and return it. Let me throw out a story. It's a God that the Teshuvahs have such a case. I'll bring you out maybe a different case. What happens if I give you an item to watch? I make you my Shema. Not Shema Veda, a regular Shema. I make you a Shema to watch the item. Years go by, and I forgot who I gave the item to. I totally forgot. I'm never going to be able to track it down. I got to have this all the time. I lend out books. No idea where my books are, right? And there's no way even for me to track it down. So, and now the person is misyayish, right? He gives up. He's never going to be able to track it down. What's going to happen right now? Will this yish work? Will the bala pikad, the shema pikad, that is, the shema, will he be able to keep the item because the bala won miyayish? Sorry?
How does he know?
How does he know the Baal Miyayish? Good Shaila. Let's say he heard the Baal say Vada Khazar and he doesn't know where his book is or whatever. He heard from other people that who told him. Let's say the Baal Miyayish right now, will you be able to keep this item or not?
How long does it have to be? Is like a couple years?
I don't know. Whenever the Baal Miyayish, you know, let's say we could establish a Baal Miyayish, what would be the halacha?
He's not being shamed for him.
The Baal is being shamed for me, but he's not a shamed Avedi, he's a regular shamed. Yeah, I gave it to him to watch, and right away he's a shema. So they give him to watch, and now Now, he took it initially, Bershus, right? There's no Issa, everything was legit. I gave him to watch. He was a good person. He was watching my item. And now I'm being Miyayish. What will happen now? I don't know where my item is, and now I'm being Miyayish.
Is that a total Yish, or you know if he's going to remember the one back? No, the Yish is not a total
Yish. I don't know. By now, he didn't return it by now. I give up. I mean, it's been so many years.
Let's say,
there are cases that's so long already, I know that I'm not getting it back. There's enough grounds that I could assume that the Bailam's not giving it back to me. Sorry? No, but the Shema now finds the item, and now would like to return it, but he heard that the Bailam was already Miyash. Could he keep it or not? So I would say, let's go through the Shitas. If you hold like Taisis, L'chayra, the second I realized I lost my book, I don't know where my book is, at that point it became an Aveda. So I don't know where it is, L'chayra. And then the next second I'm Miyayish, so I was now Miyayish if there was an Aveda. But the first second I said, oh, I don't know where my item is, at that point it's an Aveda, L'chayra right now, the regular Shema turned into a Shema Aveda. He right now should turn into a Shema Aveda.
What did you remember? That he lent it to somebody you don't remember who he lent
it to? Let's say I remember I lent it to someone I don't remember. Well, I don't remember what happened to the book altogether.
Did he not give me that?
That what?
If you don't, then I can understand some will of it. I don't know what happened to it because I lost it. But if I actually remember I gave it to somebody, why does it mean the bottle being my shoulder because of you?
No, I want to say, but the second I don't know who it is, and I'll never be able to get it back, at that point it's an Aveda, not a Yish, but at that point his first step became an Aveda. I don't know where it is.
Not the way you do.
But that guy's not holding it to return to me. He would have returned it to me years ago, right? Obviously, I assume that guy must not know where it is, or L'chari, and I can't get it back, so I don't have control on it, and he's not giving it back. L'chari turned into an Aveda. And now, it turned into Aveda, but I wasn't yet Miyayish. The next second, I then thought, oh, if I don't know where it is, then I'm never going to get it back. So I give up. But first I remembered that I don't have it. So the first second became an Aveda. The next second became a Yish. So L'chari, the first second became an Aveda, and the Shem is holding on to it somewhere in his Rishos. So it's B'Isira Asil Yodai. Right now, it's in his Rishos. He right now has a Chiv. At that split second that I don't know where it is, he became a Shem Aveda, L'chari. And now they became a Shem Aveda. The fact that I will Miyayish the next second, the Yish is not going to work because it's a Yish after Isira Asil Yodai. It's already a Shem Aveda. It's not going to work. It's too late. That's what I would have said. And Loiter Ramban, it's a slightly different lumnus, but Loiter Ramban, you would have said that he's a shamer for me, so it's always being watched for me. Since it's always being watched for me, so it's like a Yish Peshus, and the Yish won't be Chal. So I would have said, Sai Loiter Ramban, if the guy is being Miyash in that case, if he gave it to a shamer, it's going to be too late. I mean, it's not going to work. The Yish is not going to work, and he's going to still be a shame, and he's going to have to return it to me. That's what I would have said. However, the Machane Avraham, since Fakat, Machane Avraham in Kinur Chotzes, Simin Ches, he says, let me buy Leitoisis that Avada Yish is going to work, because it's not a Surah Saliyadeh. And he never mentioned this idea that why didn't it turn into Aved in the middle. He just, it's not a Surah Saliyadeh. He came in as a Pekodin, and now I'm a Yish, Avada, he can keep it. Are you going to tell me later Ramban that blibes Yish Beshus because he's holding it for me and my Yish can't be Chal? Macharayim is being Mechadish that the Ramban only said it by Shema Aveda that you turn into a Shema Sacha. If you're a Shema Sacha of mine, you're a higher level of a Shema, then it's Yodik Yerabadim, it's like he's holding it for me. But a regular Shema Chinim was not Chayfa Gnev Aveda, it's only Chayfa Pshia, a regular Shema is not Yodik Yerabadim, the Ramban wouldn't have said it and my Yish could work.
Your case,
the
guy was a
shoy. My case was, by the book, he was a shoy. You're right. But the first case I gave, it was a regular shame. I gave him to watch. You're right. In the time, if it'll be a shoy, you're right.
And where would be the serious
meal? Like my case? Yeah. Well, I understood the second I lost it.
But what happens a minute before you lost it?
No, a minute before I lost it, he's my shame and everything's fine. Is who the shayla allowed to use it?
Yeah.
If it'll be a shayla l'chayyeh and it's still bizman a shayla, so Avadi is still allowed to use it.
Okay, so now you remember you lost it.
Now I remember I lost it, so now it's an Aveda. Now l'chayyeh it's an Aveda. No, I don't know, maybe he could use it, can't use it. But
it's not
the Surah Saliyadeh. No, but Surah Saliyadeh has it to keep. He can't own it, he can't take it to keep. He could take it maybe to use if it's still bizman a shayla. But
could you explain the difference between a regular shomer and you said there was another?
A shomer zaka. Shomer zaka is a paid shomer. If I pay him so that he has a greater responsibility to watch it, that greater shomer is when the Ramban said Yodok Yada Bailam, but a regular shomer not. That's what Mark Ephraim says, the Pella, and it comes out.
You say that Yish would only make a difference in the event that when he originally took it, it was already halfway out of my Rishos, but in this scenario, when he originally took it, it was not a
support it being halfway out of your shoes.
Right.
Magir should have the same effect.
So the Magir shouldn't... No, but the second I don't know where it is.
Make a difference.
Look, it's an Aveda.
When he took it, the taking had took about, and was, you had total control.
Right.
It wasn't
Oh, you mean like that? If the chilek of the Ramban is, how could the Yish work? If it started out as a Pikadin, so it never started out as an Aveda, and now I am Miyayish, how could the Yish work? L'chayra was never an Aveda and Yish and Pikadin. I hear the Shaila. I gotta think about it. You say, Elma Yisina Ramban also holds that it turns into Aveda. I got to think about it. I hear. But what the Chiddush of Machon Avraham is that he said that the whole Ramban is limited to a case where Yishay Mezalka, because Shema Aveda, Shema Zalka is a Pella, because it's a Maklekes Yishayim, how we pask in. In fact, it's Maklekes Mechaber Ramban, Reish Samach Zayin, I think Siftav Zov, Tezayin maybe, that Mechaber says Yitaka Shema Zalka every Shema Aveda, but the Ramban says Yishay Mechinim. Many Rishonim paskan that you only Yishay Mechinim. So you're going to say that the whole Ramban's vort was only in that set. It's really Maklekes Amoraim. That means the whole Ramban was only going on one set of Amoraim, but not the other set. Pashas Ramban's going in no matter what. Every Shema Aveda, even if you're Yishay Mechinim, is going to have that halacha that it's Yish Bishus and the Yish won't help you. Okay. But what this case, you could have, I'm saying, if you're going to have a case where the guy is a Shema Socha, like to Machan Ephraim, so he'll hold that the Ramban will hold that Yish B'shus with Yish won't work, but for some reason, like Taisis, it will work. So in that case, the Ramban is L'chumra. Because I have a Shulchan Aruch Rav says that since the Machlek is Yishayim, we go L'chumra, like Taisis, because Taisis is L'chumra, and also that the Rabbim. But in this case, we have a case inverted where Ramban's Shita would be L'chumra. Then how do we paskin? Can we say, oh, we go like Taisis because they're the Roiv? Or in this case, since the Ramban is Lechumra, you should be Machmir and go like the Ramban. It's like, I don't have really a full-fledged Hachra on this Machlekes. Only when Taisis goes Lechumra, the other Shulchan Aruch Rav says you have to be Machmir like Taisis. All right, it's a Maimon Mitzvah. It's a very Yisaitis to Ramban. The Ramban holds that Yish doesn't work when the item is in your Shus. And we have a Kseis and Nesivis who explains what the Ramban means. All right, let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, in this case, when I saw the Aved and I picked it up, Amanas Lagoizla, I decided I want to steal it, I'm over Lav the Rice of Leisigzol. That's what the Mechaber says. Mishum Leisigzol. L'chayra, really, I should be over Leisignoiv. It's Gneva, not Gzela. What's going to be the Gzela and Gzeneva? Gzela, if I take it away from you, I snatch it away from you in front of you. You know I'm the thief. I'm stealing it from you. So I'm a thief. I'm a gazlan. But if I go into your Rishus without you knowing about it and I steal something from you, I'm a ganif. So why does the Gemara and the Mechaber say in this case, when I steal an Aveda from the Rishus HaRabim, I'm over loy sigzoil, I should be really over loy sigzoil, I should be a ganif and not a gazlan? Sorry?
Out
in the open, right.
It's not like sneaking right here. It's out in the open. You see in the
bed. But the violent doesn't know about it.
But everyone else is.
Yeah, but I'm not scared of the violent. Yeah, no. But nobody knows you're taking it to steal.
Maybe I'm picking up my own item.
Yeah, nobody knows you're
right. So the Imre Moshe asked his kasha. And Moshe wants to say two pshatim. One pshat is maybe somehow similar to what you're saying, and that is that he wants to say that the only time it kicks into leisignoiv if you have an indication that I'm trying to hide. But if it'll be par, if somewhere in leisignoiv you see that I don't care about you and I snatch it straight from you. Leisignoiv, I'm trying to hide, I go in the night and whatever it is. What would be something in the neutral? Some parables. It's out in the open. It's on the street. You don't see me trying to hide from you. On the other hand, you don't see me trying to snatch it away from you either. It could go either way. So he says, maybe that's also leisignoiv. So pelik in remission. Maybe leisignoiv is only when I'm trying to hide. But something neutral, then it'll be leisignoiv. That's one pshat. Another pshat, he says, that really you are over leisignoiv. But the reason why the Mechaber kept on the leisignoiv is because what's the nafkamina between gzeila and gneva? The nafkamina is gzeila, you're not chayiv kefil. If you steal something, you only have to pay back once. But gneva, if I steal from you, I have to pay twice. I have to pay double. It's kefil. But there's a halach in Hilchus Gneva, I only have to pay kefil when I steal it from your rishus. But if it's not in your rishus, I don't have to pay kefil. Let's say it's already by a different gazlan. So you want to say that it's something that's an aveda, that's lost, it's machlokes achronim, but you want to say that that's already considered not rishus to bailim, and therefore I won't pay kefil. So therefore, even though I'm taka, even the lava loisignoiv, but the Mechaber called it gzeila to teach you that you're not chayiv kefil because it's very considered shalobishus habaylam because it's already ovud from the baylam.
I think on there the first chat you could say since it's totally adas acherim when someone sees.
taking the seat. I'm still in the Nessa family. You see someone taking the seat.
You think that they automatically think the guy's a Ghana?
He's a
Ghana. All right. Fine. No, the Mechab is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says only 6 years. Sorry? Yeah, it's actually the Gemara. Yeah, same thing. Why did the Gemara cap on like 6 or 4? Why do you need it for? Yeah, all right.
In the tape of the Mechaber, it says in the coming case, when he picks it up the half year, and then he decides to steal it, goes 6 or also, and then already it's in the Shola Bailam.
Where are you? Which case? Sorry, which case?
The tape of the Mechaber. The second case, when he's picking up the half year, then he wants to steal it.
Right.
He should say no thing though, because if it's Yad like the Baal of the Bailam,
so if you hold like the first Imam Baish's Teres, whatever that one, that they don't, you don't see a right either way, so when it's something's neutral, it's like Zigzol. So this is also neutral, it's like Zigzol. I mean, if you go like the other Imam Baish's Teres, that it's Ovud, but this is not Ovud because you had Andas to return it, so now it's Peshus Tavayim, so Lechayra, then you should be Ovud, you should be Chayiv Kefal, and it should have said, well, it doesn't say Lechigna, but should, instead of saying Neskam Lagozo, it should have said Neskavin Lagonva. I hear the chiluk. I hear, very nice. Okay, fine. Okay, let me just theorize the mechaber one more. Not your case, what you just mentioned. Not lelefnei yish. You picked it up before yish. Adas lagzir. You were a good boy. You had all intention to return it. Ula achi yish. You didn't get it back in time, and the bailum were now already miyayish. And after yish niskaven lagazla, you had a change of heart. Now you want to keep it. Eino oyve elam mishum hashiv tishivim. You're only going to be oyve hashiv tishivim. Why? Lesuchel esalam. You weren't oyve because you were a good boy. You didn't ignore the aveda. You picked it up. So lesuchel esalam. You are fine with. Gzeila. You're not oyve. Rashi says because only time you can be oiva gzeila is if you're taking it from the bailam. But once the bailam were ready miyayish, so then it's not considered gzeila, and therefore you can't be oiva that vayugzeila zakanis. You can't be oiva that gzeila because he was already miyayish. So if the only thing left to you oiva is mishum hashiv teshivim. Maybe that will answer your kasha as well, that once the guy was already miyayish, it's already considered enough of it from him not to be called gneva. Just like Lamaisa not over Lusigzel as well. Maybe that, because it was already Yish, that's why it's...
How does someone have you, when did the guy have, he changes his mind?
He changed his mind right now. I change my mind, and I don't want to return it. No way, I'm not returning it.
Did you ever find something in your mind? Is that doing a Maisa?
I don't know, it's in my Rishus. I don't know, I changed it.
When it was originally in my Rishus, I was cutting it from the back.
Right.
So
right, but I'm saying right now, Hoshet Tishim means you got to return it. You better return. You return. No, I don't want to. I changed my mind. I don't want to return.
Isn't it interesting? Because it's in your mind. We always say, Moshe B'Leib is nothing. You can stop.
You made a kinyan.
What can you see?
It's in your Rishus. You made a kinyan. I hear. All right. One more. Himtin ad acha yish. If you waited till after yish, you're watching the Veda, you're waiting there idly till after the guy was miyayish, then v'notla, so then you can keep it. The guy was miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. So what were you over? Eino over elam mishum leisuchel esalim. Do you over leisuchel esalim? Because there's a lav, you're now allowed to ignore the Aveda. And you ignore the Aveda, you waited till the Baal miyayish. Hashiv tishivim, you aren't over. It's because you didn't pick it up yet, or like we explained last week, is because you always had the ability to return it. It's only the Bailam's fault. They decided to be Miyayish. Mitzad me, eventually maybe I would have returned it to the Bailam. It's only because the Bailam were Miyayish. So that I'm not going to be over. Lezigzal, I'm not going to be over because it's already Hefka. But while I will be over, Lezukul Esalim, because I did ignore this Aveda. That's the Mechab. It means this whole Sefala was talking about Isurim.
He was watching very carefully.
Right, so I explained last week that either Reb Chaim says a pshat, it's because every second, by the fact not returning, it's considered another ignoring, Yoyvel Lesukul Asalim every second for the delay. Or I suggested that, no, if I waited to the point that he's Miyayish and now lost Bailas on the item, so that's it, that was a Lesukul Asalim. I ignored the item to the point that caused him to lose the item, so that's Lesukul Asalim. All right. Let me say two more Dvarim, Yesodim, and then we'll move on. What would be if you see a bunch of Avedas lost together? I come and I see a wallet with a pen or whatever, a few items together. Or I see a basket of apples. So there's the basket and there's the 20 apples. So now there are 21 Avedas standing in front of me, sitting in front of me. Am I over, if I ignore this, am I over 21 Isurim? Or am I over only one Issa? Is it considered one big Aveda? Or is it considered 21 separate Avedas? Look, there are 21 items there that are lost and the Bailam would like them back. Okay. So the Netziv in the Sifri, Netziv, in the Emek HaNetziv, He says, for Dava Poshit, you have to know where he got it from, but like you, Yisrael, that if you found many items, it's only considered one Aveda. It's one lost. It's only one losing. How did this come about? Through one losing. So it's only one Aveda. Memela, you only have one Leisukul Lezalem and one Hashif Teshivim.
It could be from two different people.
If it's from two different people, then it's two losings in a Hanami, then you'd be over twice.
Well,
because it fell two different times.
Yeah.
I hear. In a Chrami, so maybe. Maybe. In a Chrami, if it fell at two different times, maybe.
Even though it's the same cause.
Why? Because it caused the hole.
I hear.
I don't know. Yesh Ladam is there. I hear the Shaila. Okay. Fine. The Piskei Choshin is Matmiya on the Netziv. He wants to know where he got it from, whatever. Okay, let me tell you, let's go through one more Yesedistic thing, and this is very, very Negea. I mean, this is one of the ways to live, to get around the Hilchos Avedu Metziah. We discussed last week that every Aveda, yeah, look, you have Chayuvim, you have a Mitzvah Deraisa, of Shetachivim, Masukul Azalim, you got to pick it up. And if you do pick it up, no matter what your intention is, the second you pick it up, you become a Shema, and you got to give it back. Many of the items that are lost today, since items are mass-produced, are considered adava she'ein bei simen. If I see adava she'ein bei simen, if I pick it up, there is no way I'm going to get it back to the Bailam, because they'll never be able to tell me any simen that it will be in the indication that it's theirs. It's nothing unique about this item. A pen, right? Or a dala. I found a dala on the street, right? Besides, okay, the halach is that by dala, the guy is already miyayish. But let's say he wouldn't have been already miyayish. There's no way I'm going to get this dala back to the guy. I mean, he's going to know by heart the serial numbers of all the dalas that he has. That's not happening. So that's it. There's no way I'm going to get this item back. So do I have a chiv to pick it up? Or maybe I could just ignore it. Correct. Avada, when we learn through Hilchos Aveda Metziah, we're going to find other identifying characteristics that will give me a chiv to return and be considered davar she'ein bei simen, like you said, a mokum. There'll be others. But I'm saying, let's say it's a pure davar she'ein bei simen. There is no way that a bailam could give me any simen that I'll be able to give it back to the bailam. Do I have a chiv to pick this up? Or can I just ignore it? What's the eitzah? So this is machlokes apoiskim. The Rekiv Eger actually starts from the Ran. There's a Ran in Chaf Hei Amid Beis who says a dova poshit toich dvarav twice. He says you're not mechuyif to pick up a dova shein by zimen. On this le'azere rachmana. This wasn't what the Torah is being mechayiv. And kepshutai, the Achrenim, some suggest, is that because if you look in the Torah, all the items that the Torah mentioned are dova sheyesh by zimen. A dova shein by zimen the Torah was not referring to, and it makes a lot of sense. Bishlam, if I have the ability to get it back to the bailim, he'll give me a zimen. You better pick it up and give it back to the bailim. But if I can't get it back to the bayim through a simen, it's not misavah. The Torah is going to tell me to pick it up, and then what? If I pick it up, no, I can't keep it because it's not yish yet, so I can't keep it. Because he doesn't know about it yet. If he'll know about it, and ichanam, he'll be miyayish. But he doesn't know he lost it yet. So the davar shein bei simen, and we pass in yish lemidas lav yish. So there's no yish yet. So right now, do I have a chiv to pick this up? The Ran holds you don't have a chiv to pick it up. Why? Because it's not a dove that's oimel litzbara. I won't be able to give it back because the guy's not going to be able to give me a simen. Rekivegun chof aleph amid beis nemza says it's nearer like that. He's noita like that. That a dove shein by simen, I don't have a chiv to give it back.
Pick it up.
Sorry?
You don't have a chiv to pick it up.
I don't have a chiv to pick it up. Very good point. I'm only talking about right now, do I have a chiv to pick it up? We're discussing you don't have a chiv to pick it up. And not only that, even though, I should spell out, even though there are things that even a dove shein by simen, but there's what we call tfiyas ayin. It's not unique enough that I can tell you it's red versus blue, right? Because there are 1,000 red items. But it has scratches on it that if I will see it or Adam will see it, it's a dove shein by tfiyas ayin. They could know, they could discern that really was the one that's his, even though it's mass produced. But they could know because of things that happened to it, it's a dove shein by tfiyas ayin. So even though technically it is possible to get it back to the Bailam, the Bailam could bring Adam, who know that based on this item, they could see and discern, oh, this is really, yeah, that's the pen that belongs to Yankel. But the Bailam aren't going to bother running after and getting Adam for this because it's a dove shein by simen. Even the Bailam, when they find out that it's Ovid from them, they're going to give up. They're not going to go running after Adam. It won't be able to get Adam. So it's really, practically, I'm not going to get it back to the Bailam. So on that, I don't have a chiv to pick it up. That's how Rabbi Kivega explains the Shita.
Unless it's something precious, right?
No, there's a davish ein boy simin. I don't have a chit to pick it up because I cannot get it back to the bialim. Realistically, I'm not going to get it back to the bialim. Now, what happens if I did pick it up? What Chaim has? What if now I did pick it up? Okay, so if I pick it up, I'm an as lagzir. I picked it up with the intention to give it back. I was a good boy. Figured that I shavas aved. I'm going to pick it up to return. So then, Rikiveg is masopik. He brings a raya from Tosis and the Ramban that yes, I will have a chiv to be maxer. Rikiveg in those two places, Chavalov and Kavov. There's also Rikiveg later on in Reis Samach on the smasiv kap membeis. Rikiveg then is masopik as well. That could be when I pick it up, I'm an as lagzir. Then I will be now chayiv. So it's better not to pick it up. If I don't pick it up, I don't have a chiyuv. But if I pick it up with the intention to return, I now got to return it. And I'm going to have to return it and have a chiyuv shmirah. I told you, I can get it back with Eidim. It is possible through Tvi Yisayin. It's not realistic. So Grada Rikivega over there wants to say, Kivega, I was going to mention it later, but Rikivega wants to say that if it's something that is not shaykh even Tvi Yisayin, let's say like money, that does not mistake that there's even Tvi Yisayin in it, then he wants to say, even if I picked it up, I'm an az lahagzir, could be I still don't have any chiv. Because not even shaykh, there's no way I can get it back, not even through Edom, because it's not even shaykh Tvi Yisayin. But we're talking about the middle case, that there's no simen, but technically there could be Tvi Yisayin. There Rikivega says, you don't have to pick it up, but if you do pick it up, could be that you now have a chiv to return it. And not only that, it could be even if you picked it up stam. Not only you picked it up because you want to be a good Samaritan, you want to return it. What happens if I pick it up stam? I want to check it out. I want to see, I'm curious, I want to look at the item, I want to see what type of item this is. If I pick it up stam, could be automatically Yerushalayim. It's the same type of sorrow we had last week, that when you pick up an item, even I'm not Amnas Lahosh, if you become an automatic Shema, so too, even by a Dava She'im by Simen, could be if you pick it up Stam, you automatically are Shema. Now, there's
what are you picking up to see if there's a Simen?
We're going to, L'chayr should be the same Shaila. Because it means you're picking up Stam, we're going to get to it. It means you're picking up Stam, and could be you automatically become a Shema. Now there's a Chilek. Bishlema, when it's a Dav Sheish by Simen that I have a Chiv to return, I'm supposed to pick it up. So then when I pick it up, even though I didn't have intention to return it, the Torah gave me the Chiv automatically. I have to return it. But Shengen a Dav Sheish by Simen on this time that I'm not Mechiv to return, maybe even if I did pick it up Stam, I don't automatically become a Shema. But there's a.
If there's a
similar
or not, they
don't
have a problem.
We're going to get to it. Bal. Good point. So, there's a tais in Chaf Hemen, in Chaf Gimel Amid, Chaf Hemen Beis, is mashma, that even if I pick it up stam, not Amnas Lahoshev, and even if it's a aim by Simen, once I pick it up, I'm Chayiv in Shmira. So in that case, it's better not to pick it up. And it's the steam of the Tyson. That's how Chayra, the guy in Shemel Ches, understood the Tyson. If I leave it on the floor, someone else might walk away with it. But I'm not showing it yet. But the second I pick it up, even with not the intention to return it, it's in my rishus, I'm going to have to return it now. So I'll be better off not to pick it up.
Yeah, but if you don't pick it up, the person...
Correct, the person might lose it, the person might get there before the ganav gets there.
Can you apply to
the what?
Can you pick it up?
No, I'll show you when you pick it up, you didn't mind the Kenyan. I don't think that makes a difference. If it's a davar shein by someone that I can't give it back, loit the shita, it's better not to pick it up. Because once I do pick it up, I could be chayiv. If I did not yet pick it up, I might not be mechuyiv. Right. Well, that might be a ma'aseh kinyan too, because mashicha. How far did you kick it? So, mashicha mishus rabim. I hear. Okay.
And somebody else's mishus yachad.
You need some type of ma'aseh kinyan. If it's yad, chotza, or if you picked it up, you have agbah, or mashicha. If it, you moved it, you might have mashicha. Okay, let me just theorize. There's a second sheet, and that is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Rikiveg is medayik like this in the Muki Yosef, that even a davar she'ein by simin, you do have a chiv to pick it up. And it's a Tehillah LaDavid is metzadid like that as well on Sif Gimel later on, that even a davar she'ein by simin, you are supposed to pick it up. So it's a very sadistic machloikis. Rishonim Pashas Ranam Muki Yosef or Achronim Rikivega and Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you have a chiv to pick up a davar she'ein by simin. Now, he's mentioned before that if something that's bechlal, that there's no Tvi Yisayin, like money, something that's totally mass produced, and it's not mustaver that anyone really noticed. There are no two witnesses who could tell me that this item really belongs to Yankel. Then could be lekula yalma. I won't have a chiv, and it wouldn't be have a chiv even if I do pick it up. But in other cases that an Eidun could discern, in that case we have a machlokes apoiskim. How do we paskin? What should we?
People are not going to have Eidun who notice the two sides of the pen.
L'chayr, most people will not. Correct. That's what I believe, and therefore it's a major. One second.
Something like a penny.
So yeah.
He drops a penny,
right.
Never realizes that he lost it.
Yeah, the halach is if any money, even a penny, he automatically realizes it. I say he realized it. The halach says he realized it. Chazon Ish says he realized it. You say he didn't.
A penny.
Okay, one second. Let me just realize, we're breaking up the trend of thought here. There's a machloikis ha-poiskim, a machloikis rishoinim, and a dover she'ein b'yisimim, which are probably most of the items today, are a dover she'ein b'yisimim. Do I have a chiv to pick it up? Once I do pick it up, probably I have a chiv ha-shava. But if I didn't pick it up, do I have a chiv to pick it up? How do we paskin? I saw in Heintegger's farm, they want to say that you should pick it up, because sveika d'araisa l'chumra. Since we're dealing with a d'araisa, correct. If I don't pick it up, I'm over l'sukul l'salim, and it's makhlek z'shanim. Could be I'm over hashav tishivim as well. The makabel seems to go like those z'shanim. The second I see an aveda, I have a mitzvah hashav tishivim as well. So it's makhlekis. It's sveikah derais l'chum, and you should pick it up. That's why Sura Heintek could say. Personally, laniz daiti, I would still advise not to pick this thing up. Okay? And I'll tell you for many reasons why I think that it's better not to pick it up. First of all, it's a suffix, so, and it seems my neti is like the ran, because it's a fusha ran, and Mugyez is only a diik. The Givega held it was nearer like that, and that it's amite sfekas like nafka, but I would be knighted like that cheetah. Second of all, is it's better for the bailim if you don't pick it up. Because if you do pick it up, the bailim will never get this item back. If you don't pick it up, probably will be lost. But there's also a possibility that the Bailam will go backtrack where they were. I lost it in shul. I lost it over there. I was in the parking lot. And check it. And Taka find his Aveda.
Is that Svara brought down?
Yes. Yes, that's Svara. Right. We happen to have a Svara later on by Sotaki Nuach. The Grad of the Shita Zarama had the Maklokas had a tight Sharambam. But there is a Shita who holds that in these type of cases, it's usa to pick it up. Because by you picking it up, the Bailam will never get it back. If you don't pick it up, the Bailam might get it back. So you're dealing with that side that you might be over Nissa, that you're being mastered the Bailam. There's no way the Bailam is going to get it back. Then on top of that, I believe that most of the items today are Dov Hashem by Zimin, also there's no Tzvi Yisayin. I had a problem. Al Rishonim is on. The Bailam themselves don't know that they lost. They don't care that they lost. Nothing is not a problem. Like we discussed last week, to tell me that there are two non-biased, non-related witnesses who could say, "I know that this pen belongs to Yankel because of the cracks or the bite marks." Yeah, I'm a dentist. I can see those are his teeth marks. They match his. It's not happening. So there are no witnesses. So on the Dovish, aimed by Tfi Yisayin, Rekiv Yeager wants to say, Lekuli Yalma, I'm not mechuv to pick it up. And even if I do pick it up, I'm not chayv b'shmira. So I have that sad as well. And then practically, if you do pick it up, you're stuck with this for life. And then what's going to happen? You're going to be a good boy for a year, 2 years, and the cleaning lady is going to get to it. Your kid's going to... It's not going to stay by you forever. So eventually it's going to get lost. So I don't believe this is going back anyway, eventually. And then you're going to have greater problems, because then you're chayav b'shmira, you're going to have other issues. You're best off just leaving it. I know it's a sfeika d'araisa, but I believe you're best off just leaving this thing.
Pick it up and put it on top of the mailbox.
Oh, but if you pick it up and put it on top of a mailbox, at that point, you're ready chayav b'shmira. Now we're going to have a problem. And now let me just one sec theorize. Either, Oilam, yes, before, it's a Dovah Shem by Simon. You don't know it's a Dovah Shem by Simon. Maybe it has a Simon. You got to check it out to look. And Avada, Kozman, you don't know it's aimed by Simon. Avada, you have sveikta deraisa, and you're going to have to check it out. I feel like the sheet or Dovah Shem by Simon, not mechiv to pick it up. But maybe it's a Yesh by Simon. You got a chiv to pick it up. You have a Sveikta deraisa, Lusuka, Lazalim. So what should you do? Avada, you have a chiv to check it out. But make sure when you check it out, you don't do Maizaginin. Don't pick it up. And don't do meshicha, just like move it from side to side, over, don't have yad, don't have it under your, in the yin. Sorry? But there's even a tzad that even you pick it up, shaloi al-manas lahashiv, you're going to be chayiv. It could be there's a svara, depending how you understand the svara, why you're automatically ashamed. If you learn like the Mayasham type of svara, that... Nan Sahadi, you must have wanted to be a good boy, you must have wanted to return it, and you know that you're not, So you're fine. So you can have a kinyan bal korcha. But it seems from the stimus advarim that you automatically coin it. Why? Because when you do a ma'ase kinyan and the Torah is mechayiv you to return, so that's the das. You got to return it. The Torah says you have to return it. So me'mela, you did a ma'ase kinyan. Sorry? I understand. I'm still better off. You want to get out of a problem, it would be best if you don't do any ma'isekinyan on this thing. Pick it up in a way you don't have any ma'isekinyan. So therefore, move it from side to side, turn it over in its place, but don't put it in like a palm of your hand, because then you have a kinyan yad, even if you don't pick it up. If it's a no tfiyas ayin at all, then you'll have that other Rebbe Kivega, and you keep it? No, you can't keep it because there's no yish yet, but you won't have chiv shmira. Right. So the best off is not to pick, just move it from side to side, don't do any ma'aseh kinyan. If it's a yesh b'simen, pick it up. If it's ein b'simen, probably just walk away. I don't know enough. It has to be enough that the Bible for sure knew about it, that they lost it, and then they said, Vayelech Chazaron Kis. But if it was not enough time that you know for sure they knew about it, so there's no yish yet. The Bible don't know it to be miyayish.
How do you know he said Vayelech Chazaron
Kis? Well, if it's a Dov Shein B'Simen, the second you lose something that you'll never be able to retrieve, you are already miyayish.
My question is, let's say you had an insurance policy, you're already compensated on the item.
Yeah.
He's already compensated.
Good. What's a chilek if you have, forget if anything, maybe if he has an insurance policy, so he knows he's going to collect from the insurance company, there's more of a reason to give up, because you know he doesn't lose the value.
That doesn't mean he gives up.
He does give up. A dove shame by simen, that we have a klal. Something that has no simen, the Bailam for sure going to give up, because there's no way for them to track down the item. So they can't track down the item, and they're not going to bother to get Edim, because it's very difficult to have Edim to get to your sign. It's very difficult to describe to Edim which item they're looking for, because how are you going to get the Edim? Tell them my pen. Which pen? You have 1,000 pens. You know that pen? What's the that pen? So, Bishop, if you have a Dov Shech Bazen, you can describe to Aiden. You can't even get to first base. The Aiden, what? So, it's very difficult to be able to track down. So, the guy automatically gives up. That's the halacha. Dov Shech by Simon, it's automatically. So, halacha la ma'isa, I believe, and I didn't see this anywhere, and I know that I'm taking on a sacred rice, and I know it's powerful. I'm just saying practically, realistically, and I mentioned last week that we have Avedas and Avedas Leroyv. We're going to have to try to hop on as many clues as we can. Practically, it's best if you do not pick it up. If you do pick it up, we have a problem. You do have to check to see if it's a Yesh B'Simen or not. That's L'Choy at the end of the day. So just a Chazor, we're not going to have time to go into Siv Beis, but just a Chazor of what's going on over here. We have a Mitzvah D'Raita Hoshet Yeshivim, which Makloik is saying when it starts, when you see it, or first only when you pick it up. There's a mitzvah loisase of loisucha le'salem that certainly starts right when you see it. Once you do pick it up, could be you not have a loisucha le'salem anymore. Then it only is a mitzvah hashet yeshivim. We have a makloik is yisayzik makloik is taisis in the Ramban where the yish could work on something that's in your rishus. Could a yish work on an aveda that's in your house? Seemingly from the Ramban it can't, and the Ksais and the Sivas and Makloikis had a tight Ramban. Ksais says it's only because there's a Shema watching it for you, so your Yish is not good enough since the Shema wasn't Miyayish. And the Sivas says it's Shema, as long as it's in a Makam Meshuma, that's why your Yish can't work. But if it would be a regular item in your Rishus that's not Shema for you, even the Ramban would be mighty Yish will work. But Taisa seemingly holds, not like that. Pasha Taisa holds that always Yish will work, even if it's in your Rishus, even if it's in your drawer, unless that it's in your chatzah, and your chatzah could be kind of shalem yidaita, because there, even if your yish is going to work, but your chatzah is now kind of back for you, we'll have to wait for Reish Samachas. Sorry. So I'm saying, if it will be in your drawer in a way that chatzah could be kind of shalem yidaita, not always, not every chatzah, maybe a drawer is, maybe pashat's a drawer is, but not every case. So then, like even taisos we might that you now re-coin it every second. Good. But in the normal cases, the makloik is taisos in Ramban. And how we paskin is a shiloh, at least in the case of Gzela, where you stole it, and now you want to know where you, and then the guy was Mayach, you want to know where you coined it. So there we have a Makloikas in the Shulchan Akarat, Paschal Zuchum, you have to still give it back, because maybe you were not coined it like Taisis. And then we have this concept altogether that you should know, that when you do pick up Avedis, you automatically, Pashas, you automatically going to have a Chiv Hashava. And even if you didn't pick it up Amnas L'Hashav, even if I picked it up Amnas L'Goizlai, by a regular Dov Shish B'Sim, the Chazan spells out clearly, you're going to be Chayv Hashava, even if you picked up Amnas L'Goizlai, automatically you can be Chayv Hashava. So generally, when in doubt, And it's a davar shein b'simin, l'chayr you're best off not even picking it up. All right, agutavach, next week hopefully we'll start Beis Gimel. Gimel talks about goyim and another practical halach if you're living in a seer that's raiv goyim.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.